Loyalist Township's Community Grant Committee will be recommending that council approve just over $40,400 for an outdoor multi-sport recreational space at Ernesttown Intermediate and Secondary School. Committee member Pierce noted her support for the request.
I think this is another example of another agent of government, basically the school board, doing something for the community that has a benefit for the whole community, not just the school community. And it provides another facility within Odessa where they are needed. And I think it's a great idea.
The committee will also be recommending council approve just over $96,400 for the installation of a new ramp, signage, and roof repairs at Royal Canadian Legion No. 623. A representative of the Legion, John Marshall, spoke about the quotes they received for the work.
The first quote was $55,000. The only thing is the guy hadn't put a roof on like this in 10 years. And also, instead of using the proper stone, he was going to use patio stones. Therefore, we checked his investigation and found out that for the next price up, $80,000, this guy's been in business for many years. Guarantees, warranty on it, workmanship on it. So we'd rather have a better roof put on the property the first time and only time, and instead of having approved for patio stone on top of our flat roof.
Cataraqui Conservation's request for $77,000 to be used towards a pavilion and privy at Parrots Bay Conservation Area will be recommended for approval, as well as Odessa Agricultural Society's request for $30,500 to go towards facility upgrades. The committee will be recommending that just over $7,500 will be approved for Bath United Church's request of $12,571. This will go towards maintenance upgrades on the cemetery grounds. The committee denied recommending approval of nearly $7,400 for mobile heated dish dispensers at the Helen Henderson Care Center. Catherine Reynolds with Helen Henderson Care Center spoke about their request.
It's two pieces of equipment that will really serve the community for a long time. It'll come through our charitable foundation, directly improve the quality of life for more than 300 residents. We'll be using these for quite a while, probably 10, 15 years. Our home does serve one of the most vulnerable populations, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. One of the critical aspects of our business, it really is mission critical, is our Gibson Family Healthcare Charitable Foundation. Funding is very limited with the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care. The foundation allows us, and this is part of Helen Henderson Care Center, to get other pieces of equipment, do things that we wouldn't have the funding to do. The meal is a very important part of the day. It's a social time. It adds structure to the day, but it's going to also improve their dietary needs.
Nutrition manager with the center, Sean Stevenson, noted the importance of mealtime for residents.
Mealtime for them it's very important. It's a very large part of their day. And the plate warmers allow that to be delivered in the higher quality of the food temperature. And it also makes it safer for the residents. It's something that we've struggled with in the past, just due to the large volume of people that we're serving. Many large quality facilities have something like this, and just something we haven't been able to procure lately.
Committee member Shea spoke about why she wouldn't support the request.
This is an awkward one because it's a private corporation. It's an arm. The Charitable Foundation is an arm of a private corporation. And I just don't know that this is the correct use of our grant monies.
Committee member Pierce explained another reason for not supporting the request.
It seems to me that serving hot meals should be absolutely basic and it should be an operating cost.
The committee also denied recommending approval of just over $38,000 for administrative expenses related to Kinsman's 2027 Dream Home. The committee will bring these recommendations to council's next meeting. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.